Chapter 17, Mount Pisgah. We are still among the mountains of the Bible. We have just been looking at Mount Sinai, or the Mount of God, and now we want to take you to another mountain called Pisgah. It was a long and hard journey for the children of Israel between these two mountains. 40 years they had to wander in the wilderness because they listened to the spies who brought up an evil report of the land. But after all that time, they came at last to the borders of the land on the east side of the river Jordan. It was there that Mount Pisgah rose up, a very high mountain from which the land of Canaan could be seen. It is also called the Mount Nebo, because of the idol Nebo which the people worshipped. Now the first thing we want to tell you about this mountain is that it was one of the places where Balaam tried to curse the children of Israel. Balak was the king of Moab, and when he saw the Israelites coming near his land, he sent for Balaam to come and curse them. Now Balaam was a wicked man, and if he could, he would have cursed them to please King Balak and to get his reward. But God used the mouth of this wicked man to bless his people and to show that no one, not even such a man as Balaam, could curse them. Several times Balaam tried in different places, and one of these was on Mount Pisgah. Balak brought him to the top, and there they built 7 altars and offered a sacrifice on each one of them. So Balaam tried to curse Israel from the top of Pisgah, where he could see them all. But what did God make him say? Instead of cursing, he had to bless them, and to say that no one could alter the will of God to bless them. God is not a man that he should lie, he said. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Instead of cursing them, he had to say that he was commanded to bless them, and he could not alter or reverse it. This shows how faithful God is to his people, and will fulfill all his promises to bless them. Not even Satan, although he will try hard to do it, nor wicked men like Balaam can alter the promises of God by which his people are blessed. They were chosen in Christ Jesus and blessed in him before the world was made. What a favor it is then to be found among the people of God. It is good if we can pray as David in the 106th Psalm, when he said, "Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation." The next time we read of Mount Pisgah is when the Lord told Moses to go up to the top, where he could see all over the land of Canaan. God had said to Moses that he should not go up into the promised land, but he would be allowed to see it from the top of this mountain before he died. So Moses called Joshua to take his place in leading the people, and went to the top of Pisgah, and there the Lord showed him all the land of Canaan. Then Moses died there in the land of Moab, and no one knew where he was buried. This is to show us that no one can enter into heaven by keeping the law of Moses, which is the 10 Commandments. We are all sinful and fallen, and that law can only condemn us. But the Lord Jesus came and has perfectly obeyed the law, and also has laid down his life as a sacrifice to deliver his people from the curse of the law. So it is only by believing on him that we can enter into the heavenly Canaan. It is remarkable, too, that the name of Joshua, who led the people into Canaan, is the same as the name Jesus in the Greek, and means a savior. We shall need Jesus, then, to be our savior, if ever we are to get to heaven. Sometimes, too, like Moses, those who belong to Jesus and are brought to believe on his name are so favored in their souls that they get a sight of the heavenly Canaan and long to enter into it. Now for the texts. You can read of the people of Israel coming to Mount Pisgah in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, and about Balaam trying to curse the people there in chapter 23. Then the account of Moses going up the mount is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 3 and 34.